Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we're so happy today. Our great pastor is coming forth with a message of truth. We're thanking God for you. If ever you want to come and be with us, stop by and be with us and hear the word of God. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelists, to the elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. At the Sabbath day, we're glad to be with you. We are Christians that follow Christ. We are Jews. We are Israelites. We're glad for the word of God. Glad for God's anointing that's going on. Those that God sent to send his word to the people. They were commandment keepers. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. I want to talk to you today about discerning between the righteous and the wicked. Those that serve God, keeping God's will. Before we get in that thought, Deacon Darrell wrote this number, go back to Moses. Sister V in the choir, go back to Moses, thank God. Is that beautiful? Let's go back to Moses, for he wrote of me. The Lord said that, had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me. So we're grateful for the Lord, how he loved us so much that he laid down his life for us. But we should go back to Moses, because to really, truly know who the Lord is, let's go back to Moses. And we've done that here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. We have a poem from our sister Tatum. Before we get into that, our Deacon Debbie has these announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for you, Deacon. We're hoping you enjoy these broadcasts, the music. We sing the songs of Zion. We may not sing a song that you are familiar with. We sing what is given us by the Spirit of God. We don't have to go out searching for sermons, and we don't go out searching for other material. We enjoy those that are singing, teaching, and preaching, and have testimonies after holiness, after keeping God's word, but a life lived. Sister Tatum has a poem at this time. Sister Tatum.
We're serving such a wonderful Savior. Oh Lord, you're a wonderful, merciful Savior, and the privilege to serve you is such a great pleasure. You're so gentle, so pure, so loving and kind. You're loving and true. It's such a warm feeling, this desire to please you. To live in this world that you created and made, and given the chance you gave for all to be saved, what joy to behold if the opportunity is taken to deny ungodly deeds and all sin be forsaken. And let your sweet Holy Spirit abide in the soul as we strive for the mastery of reaching the goal. Eternal life with love, joy, and peace that will forever and ever and never will cease. What a wonderful, merciful Savior you are to give us this privilege. And all you want is our heart. With all you're given, what more could you do? And all that you're asking is to deny and live true. Lord, you're so merciful, long-suffering, so patient, so kind. I'm willing, I'm able, and ready to give you my mind.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for you, Sister Tatum. Beautiful words. Willing and able to give your mind. And we talk about those things all the time here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Now, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. God's word are statutes, and they are judgments. When one is bringing the word of God, they're bringing judgment. And it's not their judgment. It's God's judgment. What nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? So if you want to be set on high, keep God's commandments, because God recognizes his word. And that's what we strive to do here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Keep God's word, which is law. Now let's go to Malachi 3 and 16. As I say, I hope you enjoy the word. that goes forth here, and I hope you are enjoying the songs, testimonies, and our poems, and whatever we have to bring. We hope you're enjoying them. And if you are enjoying it, tell us if not, tell others if not, tell us. We like correspondence. Malachi 3 and 16, Evangelist says what?
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another.
Now remember, the scripture says in Ecclesiastes, hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. So God is talking about those that are keeping his word. Commandment keepers. They fear the Lord.
Yes.
You fear God, keep his commandments. That's our whole duty for the man of God. What?
Speak often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it.
The Lord hearkened and heard it. God is hearing those that live for him.
Yes.
Those that keep God's word. Now, that's redundant to say, well, no one could keep God's word, so he did away with it. The word of God is the commandments. The word of God is the law. And there's many laws. Laws of circumcision. Law of sacrifice. There's the law of sin. And heard it, and what?
And a book of remembrance was written before him for them.
It's for them.
Mm-hmm.
That are commandment keepers. Those for them that what?
Feared the Lord.
What?
And that thought upon his name.
Isn't that beautiful? Because the Lord said, talk about him when you get up. Talk about him when you lay down. We talk about him by the wayside. God is our conversation 24/7.
Yes.
And it's done in wisdom. Now, we don't go on our jobs to the lunch line with something with our lunch on, a little, what do you call those?
Trays.
With banana on the tray and the Bible in the corner of the tray. We're not doing that. And to talk about him don't mean we have to go to work and says, praise the Lord. Because Jesus didn't greet the people like that.
No, he didn't.
Praise the Lord. He didn't say, Assalamu alaikum.
No, he didn't.
You don't have to say, peace be with you. Good morning is good enough. Hi, bye. Assalamu, whatever. But to think upon his name is to think holy. Honest, whatsoever things be true. Not to think worldly. Not speaking about the word of the day. Yo. Not calling women guys. All of the world is slang. To think upon his name is to understand that maybe celebrities die and not stand around the coffee all day long talking about somebody you didn't know. But to stay holy. Keep your conversation not filthy, not talking about things that don't pertain to you or you cannot change. Don't mean you're going around telling everybody, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for this, praying for that. That's not what God is talking about. Read.
And they shall be mine.
They shall be mine. These that keep God's commandments, that fear God enough to keep his word. What?
Saith the Lord of hosts, in that day, when I make up my jewels,
what?
And I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him.
Isn't that beautiful? Because we once served sin.
Yes.
Now we're serving righteousness.
Yes.
We're serving
yes.
God.
Yes.
God said, I'm going to spare you
mm-hmm.
as one that spares his own son.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're sons of God. Now what?
Yes. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked.
Now wait a minute. I believe that entails judgment.
Yes.
To discern means you can tell the difference. We're not passing judgment, but when you see through the eyes of God's word, you understand the clean and the unclean. And you can discern between righteous and the wicked. What?
Between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
Isn't that beautiful? Because when you are striving to live for God, you're walking in knowledge, in the light. and you're walking in God's word, which will mean if you're not having any gods before you, God is going to let you know what the gods are, that you don't have them. God is going to let you know and teach you what is taking his name in vain, what is making a graven image. God is teaching you how not to kill, steal, commit adultery, and lie, and covet, and how not to forget the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Which would tell us, if you're keeping God's commandments, if you're keeping the Sabbath day holy, those that are not are sinning. Because sin is the transgression of God's law, which is God's word.
Yes.
Now, let's go to 1 John 5 and 13.
Mm-hmm.
I want to just talk about his will a little bit. Because if you're keeping God's will, you know of the doctrine, and God's doctrine is keeping his word. Very simple. But those that don't know God will tell you, well, the law was done away with, which would mean you've done away with God's word, which would mean you've done away with God, which is what has happened in the church world. They don't have God. They worship, they know not what.
Yes.
1 John 5 and 13, what does it say?
These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God.
Now, wait a minute. His name is Jesus. His name is also called the Word of God. These things are written for we that believe on his name. What?
Mm-hmm. That ye may know that ye have eternal life.
What?
And that ye may believe.
How many know that the commandments of God is eternal life? Because if you obey the word of God, you're putting on everlasting life.
Yes.
Because to obey is life. To disobey is sin.
Yes.
How many know that? How many preachers are teaching the people that? But they tell the people, because he died for our sins, we don't have to keep the law anymore. God know we couldn't do that. That's a lie. The word is the law, and the law is God's will. And God did not do away with his will.
No, he didn't.
If you say the law is done away with, I want someone that hear my voice, write me and tell me what his will is. That ye may know that ye have eternal life. What?
And that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God.
I believe on the name of Jesus. And I believe on the name of the Word. And the Word is 10 precepts. I believe in that. And to prove I do, I have the works to prove it.
Yes.
I'm doing it.
Beautiful.
Because I believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can believe in Jesus, but if you don't have any works and don't know what he's calling for, how can you believe in him? If you believe in Jesus, Jesus said, my Father gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak, and I know that his commandment is life everlasting. If you believe that, you would obey that, and that would be your commandment.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Read. And this is the confidence.
Now, this is the confidence
that we have in him.
What?
That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us.
Now let's read that very carefully again.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have these people beyond their leader asking the Lord for everything. Mm-hmm. But if it's not according to his will,
all right,
it's not promised you.
Mm-hmm.
There is no guarantee you're going to get it. But if it's according to his will, we're going to get it.
Thank God.
Read it again.
And this is the confidence that we have in him.
What?
That if we ask anything according to his will.
So it's got to be according to his will. So if we're asking God to remove all the gods that is before him.
Yes.
That we have that is before God. God is going to do that.
Yes.
And when he tells us what to do it.
All right.
We have to perform the work.
Yes.
Because to obey God's word is a work to do. When we ask God to make us so that we don't take his name in vain, God is going to provide us what vain worship is all about.
All right.
That we do it not.
All right.
When we ask God to help us and lead us not to make a graven image to him, with him, God is going to show us what graven images are. When we ask the Lord to help us to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, God is going to teach us how to do that.
Yes.
He taught those when he came, as the scribes and Pharisees said, you can't carry your couch on the Sabbath. The Lord said, yes, you can. They said, you can't pluck corn and eat on the Sabbath. The Lord said, yes, you can. Have you never read about David? So he never said that you couldn't eat or do types of work on the Sabbath. It was how to do it.
Yes.
When to do it.
Yes.
And if you had a need, that was not a problem. But these eccentric scribes and Pharisees took the word of God the wrong way.
Yes.
They had no vision on God. And when God sent one to tell them, they didn't believe it. And it's the same thing today. They think Jesus died for your sins, that you don't have to do anything but believe that he did it. That is not what God is talking about. If you believe that God died for your sins, you should obey his word.
All right.
Because that's who he is. Read.
If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us.
He heareth us. It's got to be according to his will. Psalms 40. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be what God's will is. So you think about that when you begin to ask God for this and ask God for that. How about asking God to make you holy?
Yes.
More holy. When you ask God that, God will do it. And yeah. God begins to send you the trial and test to make you that way.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Psalms 40 and 6. What does it say?
Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire.
Now God didn't desire sacrifices after you sinned. Because of the sin, you needed a shedding of blood to get you back in harmony with God. And you needed a sacrifice. But God didn't desire that. He desired man to obey his word.
Yes.
And in order to obey God's word, you and I have to make that sacrifice not to sin. Which means that old man dies. And so few want to die to be righteous. But for a cause, they'll die and go marching into hell for it. A natural cause for freedom. Natural freedom. But to be free of that devil, how many would dare to die to be righteous?
Right.
How many will dare to deny themselves of mother, father, sister, brother, and their own selves to be righteous? How many will do that? Sacrifice and offering,
thou didst not desire.
What?
Mine ears hast thou opened.
Now it takes God to open up your ears to understand that. Now Jesus died. He was that last sacrifice. But God didn't desire that. He desired man to obey.
Yes.
But because he loved us, he was that last sacrifice. What?
Burnt offering and sin offering. Hast thou not required?
God did not require this. But it was necessary to have that remedy until he paid that ultimate sacrifice
yes.
for us.
Yes.
Now, let's go to Jeremiah 31 and 33.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
It's good to have ears open to understand that. Jesus, for so many, is a scapegoat, not a lamb. He's a scapegoat. But when he is used properly, you're not often going back saying, Lord, forgive me.
That's right.
But if any man would sin, we have an advocate when it's done right. If it's not done right, you don't have him as an advocate. As the scripture says, he that sinned willfully, to him remaineth no more sacrifice. Jeremiah 31 and 33, what does it say?
But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel.
This is the covenant that I'm going to make with the house of Israel. What?
After those days.
Now, after those days, and he's talking about the New Testament in his blood, that new covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Other words, after the days of the bulls and heifers, when that's done away with.
Yes.
When he laid down his life, that last sacrifice, what did he say?
After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward
because
hearts.
Because for so many, it was a scapegoat. And even today, if you don't understand that, God's law cannot get in your heart because so many believe he died for our sins because we couldn't keep his word. That's a lie. God said he would put them on us than we're able to bear. We yet have to obey God.
Yes.
Because to obey God means you obey his word. Read.
And write it in their hearts.
Now, wait a minute. So this is the point that God is wanting to get us to. To write the laws in our inward parts. Now, how can the law be written in your inward parts and in your heart if we don't have to do it? Why would he strive to write it there? And how can God write something in your heart when you don't know it? And how can God write something in your heart and yet you don't have to perform it? Because you only do what's in you. Mm-hmm. He's never going to write them in your heart and in your inward parts. What?
And will be their God.
What?
And they shall be my
people. So God cannot be your God if the law of God is not in your heart.
That's right.
That's why David said, thy law have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Let's go back to 1 John 5 and 14.
All right.
Beautiful, beautiful.
You can discern between the righteous and the wicked when you know those that are serving God. And those that are serving God is keeping God's commandments.
Yes.
How plain is that? Or you might want to say keeping God's word is the same thing.
Amen.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
1 John 5 and 14. Read it again.
And this is the confidence that we have in him.
What?
That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us.
So let's remember that when we're praying here. When you are in your churches and wherever you might be. But the Lord said when you pray, pray privately. Now we know we can't pray privately necessarily when we're in a sanctuary. And yet you can pray all during the service in your mind. Let's go to Luke 11. Mm-hmm. 11 and 1.
Yes.
If we ask anything according to his will, you're going to get it.
Thank God.
So when you look into God's word and you read and you ask for those things to fulfill God's word,
yes,
you're going to get it. And what's going to get it to you is trials and tests.
Yes.
To drag out that old man that's in us or was in some of us. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
11 and 1.
And it shall come to pass.
It came to pass. 11 and 1, Luke.
Oh, and it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray.
Wait a minute, we need to be taught to pray today. Because so many going places, laying hands on people, haven't been given a charge to do that. Praying for things you shouldn't, you ought not. But we should be praying that we please God.
Yes.
In order to please God, we must keep his word. Read.
Yes. Teach us to pray, what? As John also taught his disciples.
And
he said unto them, when ye pray,
what?
Say, our Father, which art in heaven,
what?
Hallowed be thy name.
What?
Thy kingdom
God,
come.
Thy kingdom come, what?
Thy will be done.
So we're praying that God's will be done, what?
In as in heaven,
what?
So in earth.
Now you know in heaven, God has preeminence. There is no sin in heaven. So there shouldn't be any sin in earth when we're striving to do God's will. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
So that's what our plight should be.
Mm-hmm.
Are you being taught that? How can you pray that God's will be done in earth here, in you and I, when you're taught you can't do it?
All right.
How foolish is that? Let's go to Romans 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
I know time is running out. We might not get back to this thought. But if you'd like to know more about it, you call us at 425 Laconia Boulevard. That beautiful?
Yes.
323-754-8302. Romans 5 and 6, what does it say?
For when we were yet without strength, in due time,
what?
Christ died for the ungodly.
Now, read the 21st verse. What does it say?
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Now, we was without strength. We were in sin, but God died for us. The Lord died for us. What? 21st verse. What does it say?
That as sin hath reigned unto death,
what?
Even so might grace reign through righteousness.
Now, grace is going to reign through righteousness.
Unto eternal.
Because righteousness is keeping God's commandments.
Yes, it is.
Keeping God's word. It reigns through that because he says, showing mercy to thousands of them that love him and keep his commandments. So you get your grace through keeping God's word, keeping his precepts.
Yes.
What?
Reign through righteousness
unto
eternal life by Jesus Christ our
Isn't
Lord.
That because he died for us. Now we don't have to keep offering the bullocks and heifers, but we go to the Father. Yes. Lord, forgive me for this, for that.